Hi, I am so glad that you've made it to this page. It means that you are single. And in many ways, you are trying to figure out how to best be single. You are so welcome. My name is Shibera Akatsa. You know, to be single in this day and age, where you are expected to live in a couple's world, as a Christian, calls for being different, which is very challenging. And it is difficult to be different. But yes, you can be happy and thrive fully as a single. But not just as a single, but as a Christian single, and be able to live a purpose-filled life. My experience has been many Christian singles face a lot of emotional struggles. Many are lonely, and there are those who are jealous of their married friends, and there are those who feel abandoned. Many Christian singles just aren't content, and it seems impossible that they could ever be. Some singles take it harder than others, but most are in an emotional mess. And we think it is impossible to feel any differently about being single. To lose the depression, the loneliness, the longing. We just get so caught up in those negative feelings, which stop us from being able to see all the good stuff that we have as singles. As a single person at the end of the day, I really need to understand, why did God put me here? So after much listening, talking to, through personal experiences as well, and reading the Word, here's what I have learned. Do take a look. Can you imagine? Number one, you may not get married. Yeah, that is a possibility. What do you want your life to be like if you never got married? Have you ever thought about that? This is crucial in understanding if you're struggling to find contentment being single. The chances are that you might not get married, just as they are that you might get married. But what if you don't? Are you going to be unhappy and caught in this emotional quagmire for the rest of your life? You know, the truth is, God hasn't promised any of us marriage. At the end of the day, we are the ones who make that decision. Time after time, we are told, God has somebody who will be perfect for you. Have you heard this? When God has made no such promise, He promises to meet our needs. He does not promise us a husband or a wife. It might take some time to process this truth, to let it sink in and to grieve the potential loss of a dream. But the value in accepting this harsh reality is that it allows you to begin to dream new dreams for your life and to live fully the life you've been given today. It also gives you hope. If you are caught, always caught in that, when am I? When will I get married? What if I don't get married? Just think about it. It's all negative, negative, negative. It's a downward spiral. Number two, know that you are fiercely loved. The fact that God hasn't given you a husband or a wife at this point in your life doesn't mean He doesn't love you. It means God, in His love, is using your singleness to mold and shape you to be more like Him and to draw you to Him. Do not waste this time by getting caught up emotionally for something that may or may never happen. Number three, you can be content. Can you imagine? You can be content. I love being single. I love being where I'm at. And you know, I've been through being single, being married, and I'm single again. And I'm really enjoying God and growing in Him. You know, many of us believe that to be content, one of two things must happen. We must get married, or we must purge ourselves of any desire to ever be married. Either way, our definition of contentment is completely wrong. You know, folks, if you cannot be content where you are, the grass will always be greener on the other side, even when you're in marriage. Marriage is not what we all dream and imagine it is. It is hard work, and there are people who are married who want to get out of the marriage. And there are those people, the singles, who want to get into marriage. So, you know, it's quite ironic. What I can say is, if you cannot be content where you are, you will not be content in marriage. You'll always be looking for something else that is better than, or you'll end up in a marriage for the wrong reasons and then be extremely unhappy. Contentment doesn't eliminate your desires. You can be content today as a single and still want to get married someday. We are saying, do not make it the drive in your life. Christ was content going to the cross, but he didn't really want to go. He wanted to do the Father's will, and that desire overshadowed everything else. And you know, at the end of the day, contentment is a decision. It's not a feeling. It's a determination to be satisfied with what God has given you today, here, now. Look around you. Count your blessings. Name them, as the song goes. Name them one by one. It's possible to be content in your single state. And if you practice contentment today, you will be better prepared for whatever life brings your way. Number four, you are right where you need to be. I don't know if you heard that. You are right where you need to be. One of the biggest struggles we face as Christian singles is wondering whether we've messed up God's plan for our lives, and if we did, how are we going to get back on, you know, align ourselves back with him? We took a wrong turn somewhere. We went to the wrong school. Maybe that person who wanted to date us and we said no. We just have so many questions that try and rationalize for us why we are not married. But to the contrary, we are presented with a picture of a God who's quite able to move us from place to place if we are not where we ought to be. Whether by natural means, as he did calling Mary and Joseph back to Bethlehem for the royal census, or by supernatural means, as he did with Philip when he supernaturally transported him after his meeting with the Ethiopian eunuch. If you are following God and obeying him, you have no need to worry about whether you've missed his will for your life. Number five, you have no need to be ashamed of being single. I know that I've been in churches or been in groups where you are made to feel bad about not being single. I mean, about being single. Where the singles are completely ignored, where the churches keep talking about, this year we're going to have X number of people getting married and we're going to have babies and we're going to have in this church. And it's like the whole drive is about get married, get married. Of course, this puts you in a place of, what does that mean about me? Don't I have a place unless I'm married? So in addition to loneliness and jealousy, many singles feel out of place, which then causes shame about not being married. Please don't. Please don't carry any shame for not being married. There is nothing wrong with you. We feel awkward when we walk into a place, whether it's a party or whether it's a family do or whether it's whatever it is, whether even church, as though there's something wrong with us for not being attached to someone else. Jesus entered his family-centered universe and made a statement about the value of one single individual. Jesus came into this Jewish culture and shattered all the prejudices. Dignity and personhood come not from marriage, but from identity within the kingdom of God. Number 6. Marriage isn't better or worse than singleness. You know, it's just different. And again, I can speak because I have been single and I have been married and I'm single again. The extent to which we are able to be content being single depends really on what we believe about marriage. Do we believe we're missing out? Do you? What? What are you missing out? What could you possibly be missing out on? When the time comes for you to get there, if you are meant to get there, you know what? That is where you will be. So how can you know whether you're missing out or not? Is it just that word marriage? 7. You can change the way you feel about being single by changing the way you think about being single. Most of us believe in general that we can't control our feelings. Actually, it is possible to change the way you feel. Your thoughts and feelings are intricately connected. To be emotionally healthy, your thoughts must be full of truth. If you think your married friends are better off, and I don't see how, if you think that God has overlooked you, that you've missed his plan for your life, you will be miserable. If, on the other hand, you know you're right where God wants you to be, that being unattached isn't a badge of shame, and that marriage doesn't bring instant fulfillment, your emotions will be transformed. You know, we are told, let us not conform to the ways of the world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. Do not be conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. So, what do you really believe about being single? Are there lies at the root of your negative emotions? How do you feel? Do you feel that you've got purpose? That you are living your life this moment in time as God intended? Or are you just worn down with this, I've got to get married, I've got to get married? Whatever your emotions, track them down, root them out, and replace them with God's truth. Your feelings will change and you will find a world of possibilities in your life. It's interesting that when I started talking, the thing that stood out most was the need for singles to get married. Yet when we do get into those marriages for the wrong reasons, they end up in separation and then divorce. So what I can say is that the grass is not always greener on the other side. What you can do is look around you, count your blessings, and name them one by one. You know what? If it was meant to happen, it will. If it wasn't, for Pete's sake, use this time to find out what your purpose is, what God has planned for you, and enjoy being single. So that when you move into being a married person, when the time comes, if it comes, you know what? You will then enjoy that. But if you do not enjoy your being single now, down the road, you know what? You will not enjoy being married. So, dear friends, that is about all I can say for today. I just want to say, enjoy being single according to God's truths. Love you, love you, love you. God bless you. Till next time.